Morning. Good to see you. So at this point, a lot of people are familiar with seasonal affective disorder, which is that the human condition has a name now, right? Which is when it's dark and snowy and cloudy for months at a time, right? You just have less energy. Life can be a little bit sad. We are by nature people who long for light. We desire in our bones the warmth of spring, and just when you are most ready for it, it's time to get out your snow shovel. And this affects us, right, not just kind of at a physical, but really at an existential level. And the epiphany is the revelation of the light that we need so badly. So how do we receive it? Just want to suggest three things. Look up, go together, and go toward the mystery. So look up first. Like, how do the Magi find Christ? They find Christ because they see this star that indicates to them that there's something else, something of cosmic importance going on. Now, how do they see the star? They were looking up. What does that mean? It means the Magi, what weren't they looking at? Their phones. Everything that's really worth seeing in life, we have to look up for. It's not going to be like super close to our eyes. It's not going to be down in front of us. But the people who are worth seeing, the things that are worth seeing, are up. It can be really easy, right, just to kind of get caught up in the things that are right in front of us. And God is in those details sometimes. But he needs us to take a step back and to look upward. Go together. So it's of real importance that the Magi can just go by themselves. They don't just each of them say, well, like, I'm gonna take my car, it'll be faster if I just go by myself. I saw this poster recently that I really liked that said, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. You know, if you have a family, that when you have more people to move somewhere, it just takes longer, right? And sometimes we can have a tendency, we want to just like, well, just skip that. You know, sort of eliminate that inconvenience and, you know, we'll just take 12 separate cars and then it'll be faster. Right? But the things that are worth doing in life are worth doing with other people. And the only way to get to Christ is with other people. If we think we're moving toward Christ and we're doing it by ourselves, it means we're not moving toward Christ. And when we go with other people through the gift of community, the people we go with, through them we receive gifts that we wouldn't have received otherwise. The last thing, go toward the mystery. Above all, what's really maybe most important to say about what the Magi encountered is that this child is a mystery. We can't just explain him away, because in what appears to be just a regular human person, there is the fullness of divinity. Jesus is truly human and also truly, entirely God. In his tiny little fingers, his little 12-day-old fingers, there is all of the power that created the universe and created you, that longs for you. And seeing him, receiving him, is worth everything in our lives. It's worth every inconvenience. It's worth every hardship. Because he is the only one who can satisfy the desires of our hearts. Him we receive. Him we cradle here in our hands and on our lips in the gift of Eucharist. We've come here with the Magi for one purpose above everything else, even when there's lots of snow, to worship.